Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network. Coming to you from beautiful downtown Laredo, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is part 3 of Spiritual Gifts. Tonight we will be reading out of the book of Proverbs, and our first reading will be Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Proverbs chapter 4 through 9, Proverbs 9, verses 9 and 10. That'll give you a little bit of time to get those marked in your Bibles before we actually get started. And before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew and let them introduce themselves and allow them get their special intention as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. I'd like to praise them, 2 Cleveland boys, 5 and 3, that lost their lives to gun violence.
This is Brother Rusty. I'd like to ask you to keep the those members of first responders in your prayers and their families as well. For all those that in the ministry that are sick, such as Cardinal Andrew and our friends overseas, and for those of us that have to go through procedures in the next week or so, that's myself, please keep us in your prayers. We hope you enjoy the show. Also, there was a slight change up in the verses that were going to be read, be added to the first reading.
This is Sister Linda, and my request is prayer for all those families out there that lost loved ones, and all the families that are going through different illnesses. And keep it in your heart to pray for all the firefighters that have been dying out there out west, fighting these wildfires. There's been about 20 of them all together now. And his frequency and understanding and give those families comfort.
This is Brother AJ. Please pray for me. I'm having some quite bad pain in my right leg. I don't know what it's from. I just woke up this morning and could barely walk. So throw me a few there. I would appreciate it. And at this time, let us bow our heads in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, let us pray in the words that our Savior gave.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Dead air. Don't you just love it? First reading.
Uh-oh. I had the wrong placement. Where's Proverbs? Come on. Here, Proverbs. There, yes, it's right after the Book of Psalms. Okay. Proverbs 3.
Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. Excuse me, that should be proceeds, not proceeds. One being leading and the other one being profit. And her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her.
After Cynthia's read out of the New King James Version of the Bible, I will do the same reading out of the Living Bible. The man who knows right from wrong and has good judgment and common sense is happier than the man who is immensely rich. For such wisdom is far more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing else compares with it. Wisdom gives a long good life, riches, honor, pleasure, peace. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who eat her fruit. Happy is the man who keeps on eating it. Are there any comments?
So the comment I have to say is when they talk about her and she, that means wisdom.
Well, how do you know that? We were hoping that you would go on and just elaborate like you did yesterday. Why is it guys always refer to their cars or their phones or their anything
or
as her? Or her, yeah.
They always do.
You did almost 5 full minutes of that yesterday, and that's what we were expecting you to do today.
Okay,
and
men do call their cars and their phones.
It's too late now. Too late now.
Why?
We had to prompt you. It's too late now.
Why? Because that is the subject matter, is wisdom. That's why it is wisdom is called her or she. Now, in the Bible, when it's him or he, we're usually talking about God or Jesus Christ.
Or the Holy Spirit.
Or the Holy Spirit. More dead air. More comments?
Well,
questions or comments would be a better thing.
Thank you, Dan. You know, wisdom and
okay, wait. We got it.
What?
Wisdom is the one that's being referred to when they say she or her. Okay.
Go ahead.
Proverbs.
Go ahead.
People really need to realize the only way they're going to get through life is they have to have the wisdom and the
discernment.
Discernment and those two other things that was mentioned. Common sense to be able to get through life and know what's going to happen. Try to avoid bad things if and when you can. Don't walk yourself into a situation that could hurt you without thinking first.
The wisdom and common sense of what? Knowing right from wrong. And how do we know right from wrong unless we are taught? Well, a lot of times parents don't teach children.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
And a lot of haven't been taught. But with the Bible, there is no excuse for an adult to not know right from wrong. The Bible is a book of life and how to live your life righteously.
If parents do bad, wrong things, the kids are going to pick up on that. You know, they're going to end up doing the same things their parents did.
You want to know what the parents are like? Look at the kids.
And one thing I read yesterday, it makes a lot of sense. The greatest book on the face of the earth is the Holy Bible. It should put up above everybody else. Books. For knowledge and discernment.
Continue, Brother Rusty.
Proverbs 4, starting with 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head as ornament of grace, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you.
In the Living Bible, here we go. Learn to be wise, he said. Good common sense. I cannot overemphasize this point. According to wisdom, she will protect you. Love her, she will guard you. Determination to be wise is the first step towards becoming wise. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment. If you exalt wisdom, she will exalt you. Hold her fast, and she will lead you to great honor. She will place a beautiful crown upon your head. Now, something I would like to point out, that Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, was written and spoken by King Solomon, that's David's son. Father, it's in the book.
Did I hit?
King Solomon of Israel, David's son.
Okay. It doesn't. Your Living Bible, each Bible has different additional pieces of information.
mine doesn't have that at the beginning of the book of Proverbs.
That's why in 5, when it says, learn to be wise, he said.
I apologize. It says here, right here at the beginning, verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Okay, I apologize. I was looking for a header. I wasn't looking at the first. So, King Solomon is talking to his children about wisdom. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Meaning all of Israel.
Yes, he's speaking to the people of Israel.
Okay.
That are listening. Well,
those are his children, right? He's king. He's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Shall we go on to the next one?
Now what?
Chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Well, a just man is just somebody that, you know, like me, they're learning, you know, he don't have a whole lot of wisdom, but he's learning.
In that sense, then, we're all wise men, because we're all trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, how's it written in the Living Bible there, Brother AJ?
Teach a wise man, and he will be the wiser. Teach a good man, and he will learn more.
Well, in that case, I'd rather be a good man than a wise man.
Well, I like learning. And in this context, it's somebody that wants to learn. There's a lot of people out on the street nowadays that don't want to learn anything.
All they want to learn is how to take money from me.
And what they don't realize is that if you wake up and take a breath, you have already learned something.
Should have learned something.
No, have learned something. Whether you realize it or not, you realize that you just woke up today. So unless you are dead, you cannot say that you did not learn something every day. You just don't recognize it.
I believe the old saying is learn something new every day. But, yeah, you're right. Any day that you wake up and take that first breath, you are learning that you are still alive.
Yeah.
And for those people that
don't take it for granted,
for those people that do take it for granted, I pity them. Because they don't understand they're not guaranteed another day.
They don't understand it's the blessing to wake up and have another day.
Because I cannot quote chapter and verse on everything or even most things, but I do know a lot of I do know a lot of verses. There is a verse that talks about the servant does not know when the master comes or calls for you. And to me, that refers to me. I interpret that as, well, when the master calls for me, that's when it's time for me to, that's when I'm being called home to heaven. Or at least out of this life, it's time to answer for all the wrong things that I've done. Wisdom.
Yeah, you know, I heard it tell me once in school. The best teachers are those that never stop being students.
I'll agree with that, because
the ones that don't stop learning, don't fall into the trap of, well, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's like the teachers that fall into that trap usually are the ones that
lose the interest of the people that need to know.
They get that attitude where I know enough that I don't have to learn anymore. Don't talk to me like that. Don't treat me like that. I know what I'm talking about. You will listen to me. It's like, you got something, Sister Linda?
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, younger than myself, I don't have anything else to learn. I said, you learn from the time you're born to the time you die. You quit learning, you might as well just go sleep and call it a quit.
Knowledge and wisdom go
learning,
hand in
understanding, they all go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand, but just because you have a lot of knowledge doesn't mean that you have wisdom. That's like just because you have a lot of knowledge, let's say you have a lot of knowledge and wisdom, that doesn't mean you have common sense.
Just because you know how to use the doorknob doesn't know whether that doesn't mean you know whether to pull the door open or push it open.
There are lots of things that we think we know, and sooner or later we're going to, if you really do know it, you'll find, if you don't know it, you'll find out later on. Don't take things for granted. That's what discernment means. Ask for complete understanding, not partial understanding.
And, you know, so one of the things that I've noticed in life is some people learn by doing, and some people only learn out of a book. Now, I have a couple of family members that are really book smart. But when it comes to applying it in everyday life, they are lost. And they can't figure out why, because once they've gotten the good grades and got the piece of paper that says they knew what they were talking about, they never tried to apply it and did not understand that with every bit of knowledge is a little twist in life.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a left-hand twist or a right-hand twist.
One thing I've learned about that, people get knowledge in something and they don't use it, they lose it. I get vouched for something I went to school for, I really wanted to do it, I wanted to be an interior designer, I didn't use it, now I can't remember nothing.
But that's like the Bible. You can read the Bible till you're blue in the face. But if you don't start applying it in your life, literally applying it, not just saying that you're applying it, because you have to understand it to apply it. If you don't apply it, that you're not getting the practice that you need to change your life.
Most people read the Bible like a novel. It's not a novel. It's a book of learning. It's your stuff.
Do you know what Bible, if you turn Bible into an acronym, do you know what it stands for?
I don't know what that stands for, but I know what the letters for stand for. Basic instruction before leaving this world.
Wrong.
No.
Critical instruction before
leaving Earth.
I was going to say, where's the, where
know,
is
I
W
I
in?
I mean Earth.
Yes, it's before leaving Earth. An acronym means that you're taking each letter of a word and you're substituting a word for each of those letters.
And we're not going to cut down those folks out there that don't know how to read.
No, because they can get help from other sources.
There are different companies that have put the Bible, each book of the Bible, onto a CD or
cassette tape.
Yeah. They've even made different movies of each of the books of the Bible.
And you can also, those two forms, get on your computer and listen to it.
Oh, yeah. There are plenty of sites on the Internet that are free sites that you can listen. I'm sure there are a couple of different places on YouTube that have them.
And I'm sure they're all, you can find them in the different types of Bibles, too.
Oh, yes.
Whether
oh,
it
you
be
can.
Old King James, New King James, or even Living.
And something else that's interesting is Bible is on Braille. For those who can't see, if they can learn Braille, they can learn to read the Bible. I know a few people that have a Braille Bible.
That's nice. Got anything for us, Wayne? There's only so much time left.
No, not really. That basically we have to read the Bible and understand the Bible and learn from it.
Well, once you learn from it, you need to apply it in your everyday life.
Yeah, I know.
And that's probably the biggest fault that people have. They'll learn something in the Bible and they won't apply it.
Read it, and then memorize it, and then be able to spout off those verses, but not really know what they mean, and not know how to apply them in their lives. I've seen a lot of people in my life that could do that, but their lives hadn't changed from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess at this time we'll go around the table and say our long goodbyes. And
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, God bless, and keep the faith.
Auf Wiedersehen.
At this time, I'd like to remind everyone that prayer requests for birthday intentions to info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. Any birthday requests or birthday announcements should have the person's name, the day and month of their birth, no year, please, and whether or not you want to be acknowledged. In the subject line, please put CWN, which stands for Christian Warrior Network, OTC, which stands for the Oblong Table Group, which we have an oblong table. So I'm not going to be fighting being called the Oblong Table Crew anymore. And
yeah, with a rectangle table.
That's not a rectangle. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the rectangle table. The other thing that we can you could put into the subject line would be Blog Talk Radio Show. Since you're already going to be on Blog Talk Radio, just put down show. And that just about ends everything I've got. So, for those friends of ours in England, ta-ta for now. Everybody have a blessed week.